Okay, I'm Alice, and I'm an alcoholic. And I've been sober, oh God, what did we decide? 56 years. And hush! Tell him to shut up. It's really very simple. There's only two things that you absolutely have to do. One is don't drink, and the second is don't die. I can go now?
Okay, the sit-down mic doesn't work. You know what they say, we make plans and God laughs. Next, Elsie Miles with 37 years. I don't know where Elsie's from. Elsie, please come up. Elsie, better come up, because Alice is using your time just leaving the stage.
Aloha. What a blessing, a marvelous blessing. And it's true, when you look out there, my God, I am so glad to be here. I'm a junior here, 56 years. A friend of mine in Chicago, her name is Virginia Payne, 59 years. So if I keep living, then maybe I'll make that also. Thank all of you. Get you a good sponsor. Stick with the winners. Keep coming back. All of the cliches that we're given, and it does work. God bless you.
Now from the 20 to 35 group, well, this will narrow it down. Rachel. Rachel with 25 years. Does that help? Rachel?
Right, gone.
Okay. Hey, this is a younger group. You guys ought to be able to move. Kathy with a C, S, 23 years. Does anybody have a deck of cards so I can play some solitaire?
Keep the one. I got it. The chair. Yeah, I'll read that.
Only two chairs.
I think it's better.
Yeah, but the other one didn't get the year.
Yeah, it was muffled.
Hey, Kathy.
Hello, my name is Kathy, and I'm an alcoholic from Boise, Idaho, and I never thought that I would be up here this soon in my recovery with 22 years listed as an old-timer. So I'm very humbled by that. And I guess as far as what I know, in between, before you die, action, you have to take action.
be spiritually fit, never be alone. You never have to be alone in this program. There's AA all over the world. And I think that's about the, I've worked in recovery centers and stuff, and the thing that I always find when people go out, they forget to do the things that kept them sober. And one of them, when you always ask them, it's always they started not going to meetings. And so I think that's important. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Marguerite F. from Walnut Creek, California, with 40 years. Woo! You're not Marguerite with 40 years? Yeah, please. Yeah, thank you.
It's so bright. Oh, you beautiful women. Hello. Aloha.
Aloha.
I didn't know there was a basket that we would put our names in. I am sober since June 6, 1973. God is good. God is good. And in November, I celebrated 90 years on this earth, you know? How about that?
Good idea.
As our first speaker said, don't drink and don't die. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, not that saying that you ladies are slow, but it's a long walk to the stage. So if I can start having Jeannie Fleetwood with 51 years come up, Emma C. with 23 years come up, and Nancy, whatever, car something, with 41 years. If you would start coming up this way, please, we'll have a seat for you. And possibly we can have Linda dance in the meantime. Am I going to get a scolding after this, Tony? Patty? Marcia?
Hi.
Well, you can be the first or the second. Come on up.
Come on up.
This is Emma C. with 23 years.
Hi. Hello. Aloha. My name is Emma C. I'm from Victoria, B.C., Canada. And I never thought I'd be up here speaking to y'all, and I am so grateful. And for me, what's kept me here is service. And I've done a lot of service, and I love it. It's saved my bacon. It's more for me than for the others. And, yeah, I agree with them. Keep going to meetings, get a good sponsor, and you'll be staying with the winners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, when they finish, go this way. Okay. Okay, no problem.
Everybody, please welcome Jeannie with 51 years. Whoa.
Jean Fleetwood from Edmond, Oklahoma, and that is very, very close to Oklahoma City, which will help you locate where I'm from. My sobriety date is November the 7th, 1962. And I have, since 72, which was the first time Oklahoma City had the conference, we had 215 people registered. Now, we thought we had really set the world on fire. But I can warn you people who haven't been to one before that it's very addictive. I have made about 35 out of the 50 conferences. And I've had the pleasure of really seeing this thing grow with lots of bumps along the road, but we have survived. And I suggest you all start planning for Palm Springs next year. Oh, thank you. And I forgot to say aloha, but that's not what we say in Oklahoma, so it's hiya.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jeannie. Well, Nancy is coming up with Lynn F. with 34 years, Susan K. with 20, and Chrissy P. with 30, and Barbara P. with 45. Come sit down.
Aloha. Aloha. My name is Nancy. I am an alcoholic from Galt, California. My sobriety date is May 24th, 1972. It's hard to see all of you out here with the lights. Oh, what amazing women, women with 50-plus years. Wow, and just incredible. And still getting out there and getting here. I got to tell you, yesterday when I took that last step, stepping up to the top of Diamond Head, I felt every one of those 41 years and every one of my 73. My last sponsor told me we stay green because green things grow. And I want to keep growing. I want to keep learning. Last year, it was when I was 40, I got into general service. And so it's opened up a whole new area of my sobriety for me and of service. And it's exciting and getting and going to the general service meeting here and listening to the gals who are doing this and then being able to pass it on. And you're all here. You're all into service. You've taken what it takes to scrape your pennies together or whatever and get here and to come together in unity. And this is what it's all about. And this is carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. One day at a time, no matter how much time we've got, continue to give it away. Thank you.
Thank you. Which one are you? Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. I'm Susanna Kay, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm from the little mountain town of Nelson, British Columbia, just north of Spokane in Canada. And it's a tiny little town. I'm a member of Sisters in Sobriety. We meet on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, and you're all invited to come. I feel like a baby here, having only 20 years with all of this sobriety here. And I think one of the things that keeps me sober is my sponsees. They definitely keep me on my toes. Thank you, host committee, for this fabulous conference.
Thank you. Lynn? Welcome, Lynn, please, with 34 years.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I'm an alcoholic, and my name is Lynn. And my home group is the Ashland, Massachusetts Sunday morning. I think I'm the only one from Massachusetts. Is anyone else out there from Massachusetts? Yay! Well, if I could see, I'd probably be a lot happier, but that's okay. I just want to say how wonderful it is to be back in Hawaii. I lived here for 2 years, from 80 to 82. And today was especially wonderful because my old sponsor found me. We lost track of each other in about 83. So it's been especially good for me to come to this meeting. I'm also very lucky because I've managed to bring my husband with me on this trip. He's also in the program. And we're celebrating 25 years of marriage this year. So it's all because of this program. And one day at a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Is Chrissy or Barbara here? I'm looking for Chrissy P. and Barbara P. Come on, Chrissy.
Oh, you still got that short?
Gee.
Aloha, folks.
Aloha.
Aloha, ladies. My name is Chrissy, and I am an alcoholic.
Yes.
And Imo Waimea is my home group. And if you ladies are still in town, we meet Monday night over at Waimea Bay at 8 o'clock. I'll see you there. Let's see. Let me just say this. I'm hearing service. I'm still in service at my home group. My home group has been celebrated 21 years. I'm a GSR of my home group. And on the North Shore, it's pretty transient, so I still open the doors, you know, make the coffee, but we have coffee makers now, and I now have been the GSR and been trying to look for rotation. Finally, when we get a GSR, they get restationed to the mainland or, you know, military wives. So, you know, I said, you know, I have to step up and get into general service this year again. And we had our first Christmas Alcathon, or holiday Alcathon, on the North Shore, and people was really surprised of how that worked, you know, and it was very successful. And some people came up to me and they said, you know, Chrissy, with all the time, and my husband has 30 years too, we're one day apart, and they said, you know, you guys have 30 years, and you know, you guys still work with the alcoholics. I bring them home, you know, I still do the basics, you know, you kind of get into detox, I got in bedroom, no problem, be over there, make you soup, shower, I mean the basics, you know. Even to, you know, if she cannot get in the shower, she got to have a bottle, you know, stay alive before she gets to detox. That's what we do. We do whatever we're supposed to do to help the drunk and get here, you know. And so this guy says, how did you guys do it like, with 30 years? I said, how do you think we got 30 years? Why just keep doing it? You know, and thank you. And then I said, thank you so much for coming into general service with us. You know, and just keep coming back. You know, basically, just, in fact, don't keep coming back. Just stay. We need your help. You know, and that's all I have to share. Thanks.
Thank you, Patty. I'm looking for Barbara P. Still with 45 years. And in the meantime, Betty Gregory with 35, Shauna H. with 23, and Leslie M. with 40. Would you please come up? Lena, are you here? Lena R., 29.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, Lena.
Aloha, Kako. My name is Lena, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Lena.
You know, I feel right now like a newcomer with all these 45, 55-year-olds, you know. I'm like what Alice says, you know. I just don't drink, and I don't drug, no matter what. You know, and that's how it works for me. I want to leave the rest of my time to the people that come before me. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Lena. I've never seen so many alcoholics so slow at wanting to share. That's it. Come on, move it, girl.
Hi, I'm Shanna from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Shanna.
My sobriety date is July 13th, 1990. I'm very grateful to be here and to be sober today. This is my first conference. I've been blown away, and it's been a tremendous experience for me. What I was thinking about how I stayed sober is I would recommend not trying to stay sober the way I did it in the beginning. It took me 7 years to do the steps, and I don't recommend anybody do that. That's a miserable way to stay sober. So I would say do what they suggest and do it the way they suggested and get a sponsor and definitely get a God in your life. For me, that was the thing that transformed everything. It was a transformation from the inside out. And today I have a life that I never could have imagined. And the fact that I'm here with my mother, it's pretty amazing. So for those of you who have daughters who are still out there, there's hope. My mom had 12 years by the time I got in here, and you know, now she has 35 years and I have 23. So I just want to let you know that, you know, God works and he will send people to your children that need them. So, you know, that's the only reason I'm here, is because, you know, people kept carrying the message to me, and one day the lights came on. So here I am. I never would have imagined. So thanks.
Thank you, Shanna. With Ellen R. with 23 years, Uno with 35 years. I don't know who we have here. And Carol Messiner with 39 years. Would you please come up? Hi, Leslie.
Aloha, ladies.
Aloha.
Wow, this is awesome. Where were you guys when I got sober? I thought I'd joined a men's club. My sobriety date is October 30th, 1973, and it's been an awesome 40 years. I'm with Chrissy. I think service keeps us sober, that you go to meetings, you get in service, and I love her old-timey sobriety, doing people at home. I had a couple that did that. It wasn't very pretty, but it worked on one, didn't work on the other one. But we have good stuff to take out in the world, and it's great to take it out there and be out there. We're probably the best tourists this place has ever seen, the most polite anyway. So this is awesome. I'm so honored to be up here and be able to say hi to everybody, and I'm just kind of overwhelmed. But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Una. Oh, I used to play that card game. No, it was Uno. Close, whatever.
Lights are bright here. Aloha.
Aloha.
My name is Una. I am an alcoholic. And I'm very grateful I am an alcoholic. My prayer today is that a big snowstorm hits Newark Airport and I can stay extra days. I was fortunate enough to get stuck in Seattle, and that was lovely. I got stuck there for 3 days. I will change anything in my life but my sobriety date. My sobriety date is the 26th of June to 6:30 in the morning, 1978. And that's ingrained in my head. My very beginnings happened at a beginner's meeting where my first sponsor patted me on the head and said, Una, you're going to be all right, but you have to keep your mouth shut because you don't know anything. And I still remain teachable. This has been an absolutely fabulous, fabulous conference. I've loved every minute of it. Thank you all for being here, and thank you, Patty, and your whole committee. But pray for snow, please.
Thank you, Una. Helene. Well, I pronounced that wrong, didn't I? Hi, we have Helene now.
My name's Helene. I'm an alcoholic. My home group is New Freedom Group in Pullman, Washington.
Ooh, right on.
I always get nervous up here. My sobriety birthday is 11/14/1990, and I am so grateful to be here. This is my fourth conference. I'm here with my sponsors here. my daughter's here who has 10 years. And some friends that came from Moscow, Idaho, and some friends that came from Juneau, Alaska. I originally sobered up in Juneau, Alaska, and I learned how to get into service. That was the first thing. My first home group was a women's meeting, and I put the literature out. That's the first thing that I did. And I learned from there, and I became a GSR at 2 years sober, and I still continue. I can't get too far away from you guys. I have to keep you close. You know, I've had a lot of adversity in my life, in my sobriety. I've had a lot of loss in sobriety, and I've just stuck close to you guys. And that's my message to you guys, is that you don't have to drink. No matter what, you just hold on to the hands of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you'll make it through. I made it through. And it wasn't easy, you know. I lost a son. But I'm sober today. My daughter lost her brother. She's sober too. You know, you can do it. And that's my message. I haven't had to go out and drink. When I left Juneau, I moved down to Pullman. I've only been there 7 years. I was told, go to a meeting, get a sponsor, get a home group, get into service. And that's what I did. And I'll tell this little story. I didn't know that area that well. I'd been going to Pullman for 18 years, but I didn't know Moscow, Idaho at all. So I got my GPS. I plug in this meeting address in my GPS, and I'm driving up this road. I'm looking for a church, looking for a church. I can't find a church. And there's this dirt road. I said, I'm going to go up there, turn around, and go home. Forget it. And I get up there, and what do I hear? Laughter. It's August afternoon, sunny. I found it. It was a home, and the women that open their homes every Monday night, New Beginnings group, I go to every Monday night, are here with me today, and they open their home, you know, for us women. And I am just so grateful, and I want to thank all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Helene. You know, I keep telling these people I can't hear, and they come up and they whisper and think I can hear any better. So if you want to say something to me and you don't want to write it, tough. I need to call Patty L with 45 years. Now, she could have written that. And I'm looking, Patty, if you'll wait just a minute. I'm looking for Francis S. with 28 years, Carol Messiner with 39. I don't know if we lost Betty Gregory with 35 or not. And Lisa P. with 35. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Patty, an alcoholic.
Hi, Patty.
And my happy sobriety date is January 12, 1969. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for opening my heart this weekend. It's been such a full and rich experience. I do have a hearing problem, and I couldn't tell if she called my name. I heard the 45 years, so I just came up anyway. And I was breathing, as I breathed in, I would say, in with love and out with doubt. So it's been really great. And I just want everyone to know that we're all in this together, and I love you all. Thanks.
Thank you. Flash that badge at me, woman. Everybody, please welcome Frances S. with 28 years.
Hi, everybody. I'm Frances, and I'm an alcoholic from Vancouver, British Columbia. My sobriety date is January 17th, 1986. And I always remember what my first sponsor told me. She said, you've got to keep coming to your home group meetings. That's your insurance against going out. And I believe that. I'm scared not to go to my home group because I'm afraid if I stop, say, 6 months later, I could be out there. I'm just that crazy. And the other thing, and home group, attending my meeting isn't negotiable. It's, oh, shall I, it's not, oh, shall I go tonight? It's, I'll go tonight. That's what I'm doing tonight. And the other thing is, for me, don't get complacent. I have to keep working on my program. I have to do different kinds of service. And now I'm really trying to focus on getting a more mature spirituality because my spirituality is about that of a maybe a 12-year-old. I don't know. Anyway, thanks, everybody. It's a great conference.
Thank you, Francis. Oh, Carol. Carol with 39 years. Wow. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. My name's Carol, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And on May 2nd, 1974, in Pine Point in the Northwest Territories of Canada, I had my last drink. Glenda's in the crowd. I will tell the story that she likes so much. Is I am here as a result of your money and someone else's prayers, and I'm going to say it real quick. By the time I sobered up, there was no one and no meeting. There was God and me in the big book. Now, prior to that, I had gone to a meeting in my hometown, in a little town, prairie town in Saskatchewan. And so I had a big book. And I was trying to stay sober, but I wasn't doing very good. And so I'd get drunk, and I would write the General Service Office in New York. And I knew that 6 weeks later, they would send me a letter, and they would encourage me, and they would say that I should read certain passages, and they would always finish with how they would pray for me. Now, those letters didn't keep me sober, but they kept me alive. And so that is why I talk about your money. I finally had my last drinking experience. And I was unconscious in a little hospital, mission hospital, for 5 days. And I'm told that they thought that I would die. And those people who had every reason in the world not to love me, because I terrorized their hospital many, 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 many times, stood around the bed and prayed for me. And the next morning, I woke up, probably as clear-eyed and, as we say, bushy-tailed as I am today. Much younger. My first thought was, I better do the things that the people had been telling me to do in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that is those basic things. Pray in the morning for sobriety, give thanks at night. Read the big book. Go to meetings if you can. And get a sponsor and do the steps. Because I was alone, there were some of those things I couldn't do. But a doctor who knew nothing about the program of Alcoholics Anonymous took pity on me, and he said, I will help you if you want help. And every day that medical doctor took 1 hour and spent with me, walking me through the first 5 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous that he had learned from that book. He had never seen that book before. And he took it, and he read it, and he came back with these words, that is the most wonderful book I have ever read. And so, 12-step your doctors. I want to thank you all, but as I do that, I want to tell you how grateful I am to be surrounded by loving women. I was sober for 2 years. Before I ever had the opportunity to speak to another woman alcoholic. And so I thank you with much gratitude from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I'm still looking for Donna P. with 31 to come on down. Jane Jones now with 35. Lisa Bergen with 28. Lisa P. with 35. And Betty Gregory, are you here with 35? Could I have one of them up here then? That would be nice. Chair.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa P., an alcoholic.
Hey, Lisa.
And if you want to feel a thrill, you just stay sober and you walk up here and your heart will be going, like, really fast. So all of my favorite sayings have been said, don't drink, don't die. Stay green and growing or you'll get ripe and rotten. And it's a new kind of party.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Jane.
Wow. My last drunk, I sit in my kitchen. My sobriety date is November 26, 1978. And I got sober in San Luis Obispo, and I now live in Mariposa, California. And my last drunk, I stood in my kitchen, and I said, and it wasn't a prayer, because I didn't do prayers. I said, God, I wish I had someone to talk to. But if I tell anybody what I'm feeling, they'll think I'm crazy. And that was a Sunday night. And on Wednesday, I was in my first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I made my first it was the long letters then. And my first conference in 1982 in Costa Mesa. And this is my 11th. And I am so grateful to be here. And for me, what I found out after I moved from my home group area up into the mountains, I go to meetings to be reminded why I still go to meetings, because without all of you, I cannot do this by myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Lisa P. with 35 years. Hi, Lisa B. Well, you're Lisa B. This says Lisa P. I'll take you. I don't care. Cool. There's a mic. Have a ball.
Oh, gosh. Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa B., and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm nervous. My sobriety date is October 18, 1985. My home group is, I'm from Boise, Idaho. I got sober in St. Louis, Missouri. Show me state, yeah. And unless you think this is a Boise, Idaho accent, I'm from Louisiana. I had a very loving sponsor when I first dragged myself into AA, and, you know, who grows up and wants to be an alcoholic? But she, little Cindy, drilled in my head that this disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful, and it kills. And it's very patient, and I have just never, ever forgotten that. It's one day at a time. When I got sober in 85, in October, I didn't know how I was not going to drink for the rest of my life, because I had birthdays and I had, you know, anniversaries, even though I wasn't with anybody at the time. But, you know, how are you going to celebrate an anniversary without, you know, champagne or something? And the biggest thing was the millennium. How can the millennium come and I'm not going to drink? She goes, you don't have to worry about that right now. It's October 18th, 1985. So, I got one day at a time drilled into my head, and all 28 years is just a lot of one days at a time, and I'm just so grateful. I've been in many, many meetings across the country, and I'm so blessed that all those church basements and all those meeting rooms were open. And I love that no matter where we go in the world, there's an AA meeting there. And I worked in other places in the country, and people at work would go, "How do you know people so quickly?" And it's like, just some friends of friends that used to be here. So anyway, thank y'all so much. I'm so blessed to be here.
Thank you, Lisa. While we're waiting for the next speaker, with Sheila L. with 27 years, Marcy F. with 32, and Connie R. with 36, come up too. Seal. Welcome to Seal.
Wait. I'm Seal. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March the 1st, 1973. Yeah. When I got here, I had no use for women. And didn't figure, you know, a woman's going to do anything for me. I was a boozed out, bottomed out cocktail waitress with no education. I'd had three husbands, three nervous breakdowns, and three kids. Not necessarily in that order. I don't have to get married today. That's the miracle. The fact of the matter is I have had five husbands. So. Anyway, I used to beat myself up a lot about that in early sobriety, having three husbands and being 31 years old and da-da-da-da. This old man came up to me one time and he said, "Honey, just be grateful." He said, "Think of all those women that never even got asked." One way to look at it. As a result of this program and the women in it, I was able to go back to school, get an education. Born and raised in South Texas, got sober in San Diego, did a lot of partying in San Diego. I met my last husband of 22 years in recovery. We were both in recovery, and we got to live on a sailboat for 4 years, got to travel around a lot. I had a life that, as they say, when you first come in, don't write down what you think you want, because you'll shortchange yourself. I've done things in sobriety I never dreamed I would be able to do. We had an opportunity to go on a Mediterranean cruise, go to Holy Land. I never even dreamed of doing things like that. Are you kidding me? Anyway, I wound up in Florida. Because when you get a divorce in a little town in Texas, somebody needs to get the hell out of Dodge, so I left. And I had a Curves franchise for women for 4 years. And it bellied up. And I stayed. And the last year or so, I was going, "Okay, God, what do you want me to do? I'm 72 years old." It's like, am I supposed to be starting over again? Are you kidding? Well, I got my answer in October. God finally said, "Go home. Home is Texas." So I have put the wheels in motion. I have no idea when God's going to deliver me there. But I'm doing all the footwork, and I'm doing all the things I need to do to make this happen. I never thought that that light at the end of the tunnel was not going to be a freight train. I mean, it always had been. But today, the message that I have today is the fear is gone. The terror is gone. The freedom of choice is there. And it's all because of you women in this program. If you, like me, had no use for women when you got here, stick with the women. I guarantee you, they will save your ass. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. With Joanne McPhee with 42 years, Judy A. from 29. I'm not going to tell you where she's from. I can't pronounce it. And Dottie.
I think. For 38 years. Would you please come up, too? Hi, Sheila.
My name is Sheila. I'm an alcoholic from a women's step study in Newport in Bellevue, Washington. And my sobriety date is November 29th, 1985. And this is my ninth conference. I love these things. What do I want to tell you? This is a hard conference to come to because my traveling companion, Jerry, of 46 years sobriety, died on January 3rd. And so it was hard trying to figure out, am I going to go there without her? Am I going to be okay? And the gift that she gave me was that I feel she's here with me wherever I go. And I found out a very important thing for me because I'm one of those people that always doesn't want to be left out of anything. I got to just be part of everything. And so what I've discovered so far is that I'm okay because you are all here and everybody's smiling, everybody's happy. We're all together. And that is the gift of this program. The other gift that keeps me coming back is the knowledge and the stories that I hear about people of 29, 30, 25, whatever years that go out and don't make it back. Too many of us die of this disease, and I do not want it to be me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. Marcy F. with 32 years.
Hi, everybody. My name is Marcy. I'm an alcoholic. I'm so excited to be on. I've been trying to get on a long-timers panel for 12 years. I'm finally here, okay? My sobriety date is June 4th, 1981. I know that we all only have today, and it's really about one day at a time, but I love it that we celebrate long-term recovery at this conference. This conference has been a big part of my recovery since 1983. I came to my first meeting. And back in those days, we never used to say what they say now, which is slipping or, I forgot the word, if you go out, it's part of recovery. But I want to say that the only people we hear from around that are the people who make it back. And those of you who've been here for 10, 15, 20, 40, 50 years know the numbers of women who don't make it back and don't make it here. And I'm thinking of them a lot today in gratitude. My first international conference was the one in Phoenix. And during some lean years, which I know we've all had, this was my home group. So I want to thank you for keeping me sober from years 7 through 12. Look forward to keep going. It's on my agenda every single year. I'm here with a lot of my buddies from Women's 10-Year Plus Thursday night, San Francisco. If you're in town, please come. Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy. Hi, Joanna.
I'm Joanne. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 2/17/71. And I came to this conference here in 2001, and I had an inspiration. I thought, it's time to bring it to Buffalo, New York in February. And I bid in Denver, and we got it. So I can say to you ladies, go back to your city, get a bid packet, go back to your cities, and take this conference to your city. It's a life-changing experience, and it will change the people that are in your city. So do it. And I can say, find your niche in service, whether it's a group level or general service, conventions, whatever. So trudge that happy road to destiny. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dottie, would you please come share with us? Who are we going to have?
Okay, we'll have Judy. We'll make Dottie wait. How's that? Those who walk fast.
I'm Judy A. from, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from Missoula, Montana, and ditto to every single word I've heard. If I would say anything, I'd say stick in the middle of the herd. Let us love you until you can love yourself. I didn't know I didn't love myself when I got here, but I did know I didn't like you. And lo and behold, I also told myself in early sobriety, if I am sitting in one AA meeting a day when I'm 29 years sober, I'll slit my throat. And I am doing that. My life is beyond my wildest dreams. The promises are true. I have learned and am still learning and will I will until I die, that it's about learning how to live from the inside rather than the outside. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Hi, Dottie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I just want to say I love you all. Thank you.
Okay, Speedy Gonzalez there. We have Jerry Kelly with 34. Rose N. from South Dakota with 34. Jill B. with 22. And while they're coming up, my buddy over here, her name came up and I threw it aside, but I need her now, so go share for a minute and a half.
My name is Linda Deanna. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Linda.
And it's truly blessed to see all of us out here today. I'm grateful to be sober today. I have 22 years of sobriety because I have a loving sponsor and a loving bunch of women that loved me because I didn't know how to love myself. And looking out at all of us, and I thank all of you for coming from all over the world to spend time together as we do each year, because I never forget my first woman's language of the hearts will be spoken there. And I came home so excited that I had taken some of my sisters to Georgia, and we had a ball. And I'll meet you guys all in Palm Beach. And have a great time. Palm Spring. I'm sorry, ladies. Palm Spring. You know, I grew up in Cali, but I love it. This is home. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jerry, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jerry.
Don't even know what to say, except I really need to thank Dr. Paul and from the big book, Dr. Addict Alcoholic, and now the chapter is called Acceptance is the Answer. They changed the name of that, but it's because I'm standing here because of Dr. Paul. And the third tradition. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. And that's why I'm here. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous December the 25th, 1975 is when I took my last drink. But I continued to stay loaded for 3 years and 4 months on and off with pot and pills. I came to Alcoholics Anonymous because I'm an alcoholic and I want to quit drinking, but my attitude was, that's why I'm here. I didn't know any different. I mean, I didn't know that I should clean up my act. I didn't know that. And when I started learning that at 3 months, about 3 months in AA, it was hard. I mean, it's easier said than done. I had to do complete surrender on my knees, praying, trying to let go of those other substances that I used for years with my drinking. And I was at a roundup in Grants Pass, Oregon, and Dr. Paul was speaking. I was 5 years without a drink at that point. But knowing and telling myself that I'm going to have to go out and drink so I can come in a pure alcoholic. And after the speaker, after Dr. Paul got through speaking, the room was, you know how you usually can't get up to a circuit speaker? There's no, you can't get to him. There was just nobody there, and he was standing there. And I went up and told him what I was thinking. And he just started 12-stepping me right down the line. It was amazing. I was told to soft sell my story in Alcoholics Anonymous. And he said, you never ever want to soft sell your story. It's the only story you've got. And I told him I had a hard time working with newcomers, and he said, just be honest with them. And he asked me what my motive was. The last time I took a pill, I told him I was scheming before I left my house on the way to the doctor. And he said, if I lived in Oregon and I was your sponsor, I'd highly recommend that you change your sobriety date or you're going to drink again. And so I did. And the weight, 1,000 pounds, lifted off my shoulders. And the next morning at the countdown breakfast, I stood up with my 2 years clean and sober. And I have been free ever since. And that was in April of 1979. And so I've never had it so good in this program. There's always been someone there. There's been a message there. There's been a person there. I'm here by the grace of God. And I just want to thank Dr. Paul and the Third Tradition for my sobriety. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Patty Hill, would you start coming up? I think you'll be our closing speaker. Hi, Rose.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rose, and I'm an alcoholic.
Rose.
And I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. And my sobriety date is June 11th of 1979. And I know where I was that day, and I know what I did. And today I know what I did, and I know where I am. You know, I'm going to tell you a little IWC story. When I came to my first IWC in Denver, Colorado in 2002, I hadn't left my house for 8 months. And I wasn't going to go. My girlfriend from Phoenix, Arizona called me and says, there's this thing of all these women that get together that are drunks, and I think maybe we should go. You meet me there. And I said, I don't think that's a good idea. And my husband said, I think it's a hell of a good idea. And I talked to him on my cell phone the whole way there till the battery went dead. And I did really good. And I loved that conference in Denver. And my girlfriend, on Wednesday before we were supposed to go, called and said, I'm really tired. I'm not going. And I went there all by myself. And it was awesome. I remember I would go to the meetings because they would open the door and let all these swarm of people in that I wasn't used to being around. And I would go early to the meetings and stand at the first one in the door so I could go and sit in the third row right in the middle by the speaker, and I didn't have to turn around and see how many of you were there. And I made it. And the next year I went to Seattle and I did the same thing again. I don't remember which conference it was, but I walked all the way from the back of the room to the front to my table and nobody had to help me. And I was excited. I was home. I went to the tea party that they had at the conference in Denver, and I don't know how many of you was there, but it was cool. It was a birthday celebration. For me, it was a tea party. It was cool. And these ladies got up, and Jean was there, and she spoke, and they had these little hats that everybody had on. Not everybody. A few of you had them on. So I went to the registration desk and said, could I buy one of them? And they said, no, those are for people that have 25 years or more.
And I said, well, I guess I'll just have to come back again and get my hat. So I kept coming back, and the year that I had my 25, I went to the long-timers pound so I could get my hat. And this lady came by, and she handed me a ribbon. It said 25 plus. And I started to sob. I was just crying. And she said, are you okay, honey? I said, yep, I got my hat. And I want Denver to know I still got my hat. Now I have to bring my own. So thank you all for this conference. It's been awesome.
Oh, thank you.
We have someone at home that says, thank you not for what you do for me, but for that you instill within me to allow me to do something for myself. Thank you.
My name is Patty Cakes, and I'm an alcoholic. My home is Elk River, Minnesota, Friday Night Women's Group, but my real home group is Wine I Coast Women's. Whew. 2 minutes. How I got sober were the women in these program, in this program. They taught me to get a sponsor, go to meetings, and get in service. I don't even think I was dry, and they had me in a conference, and they had me cleaning ashtrays in meetings. They had me making coffee. I wanted to be the secretary. They told me to shut up and listen, and I followed their directions. My very first sponsor, Karen M., told me to stay away from the men. I didn't listen. But by the grace of God, the women were patient with me, and they kept me in service, and they loved me until I could love myself. And I can stand here today and tell you that I can look in the mirror and tell myself, I love you and I'm worth it. And that is from the women of Hawaii. They gave that to me. So for that, I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Wow, is this awesome or isn't it? Even in my state of confusion. The doors tonight for dinner will be open at 5 o'clock, not at 4:30. But dinner will still be at 5:30. So did that make sense? You have a half an hour to pee. I think I'm past the taping time, so that's okay. After we conclude today's meeting, we ask that you please take your used coffee cups and any other litter that you leave and dispose of them in the trash containers near the doors. By Group Conscious, the International Women's Conference does not close each meeting with the Lord's Prayer. Instead, we encourage this whole conference to be treated with an attitude of continuous prayer. And we will recite the Lord's Prayer tonight together at the close of this conference on Sunday. Therefore, please join hands now and say with me our responsibility declaration, which is projected on the screen.